This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS? We will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Boy, this controversy keeps up over the movie Vax, from cover-up to catastrophe. It will certainly outpace Batman versus Superman, which is tanking after having a big opening. Are you surprised by that? Mm-hmm. I guess so. Yeah, everybody's fighting everybody. And your thing is the fights are all against Andrew Wakefield, right? Poor Andy Wakefield. It's not poor Andy Wakefield. He's a tremendous, tremendous gifted doctor and scientist who has been made public enemy number one via the vaccine industrial complex and all of its minions. And it's playing itself out even today. The controversy is not over. The Today Show this morning. We got some audio from the Today Show. Matt Lauer. Thinking he's going to set it up and just knock Andy Wakefield down another peg or something. It didn't happen that way. We'll get to that. Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe. It was supposed to be aired first showing at the Tribeca Film Festival. If you haven't been catching up, there's lots of audio archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Great interviews we've been having each and every day since this broke on Friday. It was in, then it was out, and maybe it'll go back in again. I don't know, but a lot of people have been blaming Robert De Niro for caving, for not having gonads or something. And we've never taken that perspective. Even from the first we heard of it being withdrawn or pulled from the festival, the airing of this movie, we didn't take that tack simply because I don't have any evidence to say indeed what indeed happened. I mean, actually happened there. And my sense of it right from the get-go is that no matter what, this is a big plus that this controversy has occurred. Because there's no way anyone on our side of the discussion talking about concerns of vaccine safety or the lack thereof, the increase in autism and neurological diseases or degradation issues from vaccine-induced illnesses, and that is a big category, neurological impact, that from the get-go, we have not had the money on our side to go out and establish multi-million to billion-dollar PR campaigns. We don't have government institutions in our back pocket, like the CDC, which is in the back pocket of Big Pharma, maybe the front pocket, playing pocket pool. I don't know what they're doing, but they're fondling each other for ill-gotten purposes.
Really?
Yeah, really. It's a horrible thing what they've done, and to their own pleasure, of course, and to the detriment of everybody else. And this is why, you've heard me say some words I don't normally say on the air over this issue because I'm not a violent guy, I recognize that, but I believe that violence is being visited on our children via the syringe, via the phony science of vaccines with their tilting at antibody windmills, right? Their holy grail antibody production. Now, I don't want to go into a discussion of the law of the terrain versus the germ theory here at this moment, but I do want to explore a little bit more. By the way, on the show tonight, We have Patty Finn, Patricia Finn. She's a rock and roll attorney in New York fighting a good fight for those who want to avoid getting their children vaccinated. And she has put out a very interesting press release we're going to discuss this evening. And also Celia Farber, my friend, one of the greatest journalists, investigative journalists of our time, of our era. Celia Farber is going to join us. We're going to talk more about this controversy and where it leads. What are the same things that are occurring that happened to her and many others like her? There weren't many, but the few journalists that existed doing a good job investigating. And how have things changed? How have they stayed the same? And where do we go from here? She's, I think, right now going to be on with the Gary Null Show a little later with Andrew Wakefield and Del, what is it, Big Tree? I've not met Del yet.
Big
that's
Tree,
why. I, yeah, because I haven't met him yet. Well, we've got that coming up, but Patty Finn coming up next. Now, Superdoc, I wanted to have you come in on this discussion because you have a strong opinion on this as well. And I think we were, for the most part, we're in agreement on this, that we didn't want to come out and attack Bobby De Niro for, I don't know if it's blacklisting, but from withdrawing the film from consideration for the Tribeca Film Festival, because the end result is a net positive for this movement, for this awareness, and for the media coverage that it has gotten.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, I just had a hunch from the beginning here that there was more to this than what people were getting on face value, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason for that is you have to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, Robert De Niro's no dummy, okay? This mm-hmm. guy is smart. He's been around. He's media savvy. He's been doing the Tribeca Film Festival for over 15 years now. So you have to ask yourself some questions, and there's this really good article that was on this website I'd actually never heard of before called globalfreedommovement.org, and they wrote an article asking these same questions, and they asked some questions I think that people need to kind of stop for a moment and think. What if Robert De Niro knew that his statement that vax would be aired at the festival would be shared widely, okay, by the outraged media outlets? And what if this was part of the plan for him?
Hmm. And we don't know, but what if? What if? Yeah, exactly. Because I think about this, Super Don. He's got a child who is on the autism spectrum. Was it a vaccine injury? Does he suspect it's a vaccine injury? Because, you know, every mom and dad of a child who has autism has asked the question. Some are duped by groups like Autism Speaks, which we're going to get to in a moment, but not all of them. And Robert De Niro may or may not be. We don't know. Well, other questions to consider.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, what if De Niro used this as an opportunity to gain the mainstream coverage of this film that otherwise it would have been censored by immediate blackout like we've seen so many times before?
Correct.
And the reason why these questions, I think, really carry some weight is if you look at his statements before and after, I can't anyway, Robert De Niro being the kind of guy that would do a complete 180 flip on the autism issue when he explained how it was a very personal issue for him because of his son and he wanted to create, you know, a conversation around the topics and to be discussed. And then when you look at his statement after it got pulled from the festival, he was very vague, very general. He wasn't very clear, and that really irritated a few people because they were like, well, what things? What are you talking about? What is it about the movie that is so bad that you want to pull it out? I think he did that on purpose because he had to satisfy the critics that were part of the festival mm-hmm. that had he just pushed forward and aired this thing, it would have been really could have been a career suicide move for him. And it would have damaged this film festival, and there are a lot of people involved there. So I think what he did was he protected those interests, but at the same time knew that when he did that, it was going to propel this thing into the media and create conversation that wasn't being, you know, that wasn't happening by this move. I think it was a marketing strategy on his part.
Yeah, I think at this point I will defer to that explanation without, well, we don't know definitively, we weren't there, but my inclination is to move in that direction because there are a lot of things at stake, and it's not like Bobby De Niro doesn't know any other celebrities who have been blacklisted for speaking out too directly on this issue of vaccine injury and vaccine safety. So if it was calculated in this way, it would go to actually his intelligence in the way he handled it that gave and granted some extraordinary public relations opportunities that you know, we're not part of any PR campaign. We just happen to believe in this mission with a great deal of passion. And I believe integrity, that we want to protect children genuinely from dangerous contents of needle-like injections or needle injections. So, again, that's why I wanted to bring this out. And it was a great article on global health, globalfreedommovement.org. Captain Morgan put the notes up today. They're there at robertscottbell.com. If you want to check it out and read through it, see what you think. I mean, you might disagree with us. That's cool. That's fine. But look at the end result here. They're talking about it even on the Today Show. On what? What's today? Tuesday? So even after this is supposedly long since gone and decided, it's still happening. And in fact, this morning I caught this. Matt Lauer suddenly interviewing this guy, what's his name? Bob Wright from Autism Speaks. Former head CEO of NBC. I mean, you want to talk about a guy so far on the inside of the media. He's probably got pharmaceutical pills lining his entire gastrointestinal tract, because that's how much money the mainstream media gets from Big Pharma. So this guy doesn't even have a normal intact GI tract. It's made with pills from Big Pharma. And Autism Speaks has not been, in my mind, a legitimate organization protecting families, children. It has been a pharmaceutical shill organization, a sellout organization that compromised to say, you know what, we want your money, Big Pharma. We'll take it, but I know if we do, we cannot speak, we cannot utter any connection between vaccines and autism. So Matt Lauer asked the question, sets him up here. This is going to be a slam dunk about this controversy. Let's hear Matt Lauer. Oops, stand by. Let me get that unmuted here so we can hear it. Here's Matt Lauer's question.
Please help me with this controversy that's come up again in the last couple of days about autism and childhood vaccines. There's a film out now. One of the people behind it is Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's been widely discredited by scientific studies, but it has people asking the question again, do childhood vaccines cause autism? As a man who's done so much in the effort to educate people, what's the definitive answer?
So he spent 30 seconds setting Bob Wright up to be the definitive answer, the guy that studied it forever and ever and ever. So is there a definitive answer? Bob Wright from Autism Speaks.
There is no definitive answer, but we have not been able to determine that autism is caused by vaccines. However, there are lots of issues having to do with the vaccine safety program that I got into very deeply with no agenda early on in autism. And we proposed, along with a series of doctors, some changes that could be made. If vaccine safety, it's a passive program. And if you made it an active program, I think that would make it better for everybody.
All right, when we come back, Patty Finn's going to join us, and I'll get you the shocking statement of shocking statements from Bob Wright, Autism Speaks, about vaccine safety and acknowledging the vaccine injury program and how much is being paid out annually. That doesn't make amends totally, but we're going to get there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have investigative journalist, good friend of the show here, Celia Farber, joining us. Right now we're joined by attorney Patty Finn. She's absolutely a stalwart defender of parental rights here, family rights to refuse these so-called vaccine mandates and quotas in New York and elsewhere. Patty, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Have you heard of this show out of New York on NBC called The Today Show?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, Matt Lauerkraut was on there as usual asking this guy, Bob Wright, the head of Autism Speak, some questions this morning because of the controversy at the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro initially say vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe would be airing on the final day of the program, and then he started getting some backlash from the skepducks and the pro-vaccine religion people. And he said, no, I have a child who's got autism. We should have the discussion. So he defended it initially, and then they ramped up the pressure even more, and then he came out and said, no, we're not going to air it. And his statement was rather interesting. He talked about some scientists or something, but it was sort of a setup in a way to give publicity, our perspective, that we could never get for this issue. Because if you have a vaccine-injured child or someone in the autism spectrum you suspect it might be, you want people talking about this. And the CDC whistleblower story is huge. Now, one of the answers to the question about is there a link to vaccines and autism, Bob Wright says there's no definitive answer. But he also says there's no definitive that it causes it. But he didn't rule it out completely. And then he talked about problems with the vaccine safety program. I want you to listen to this, though. I did not expect this from Bob Wright, who typically, as Autism Speaks, tries to distance any acknowledgement of the danger of vaccines, particularly as it relates to neurological issues and autism. And this was his final answer, as they say, And you may be surprised by what he says. Give a listen.
There's no direct tie to autism, but there, you know, there are $100 million a year that the vaccine court pays out to people from damages with vaccines, not specifically autism, but a lot of them. So there's always going to be an issue with vaccines because all vaccines are the same and all people receiving them are different.
The ultimate statement there, all vaccines are the same, but all people receiving them are different, is a major step out of the world of medical collectivism. He acknowledged individual differences there. Now, he tried to still distance the autism caused by vaccines, but to acknowledge the vaccine court and $100 million being paid out to families with injured or even killed children, that was a big step, I thought.
Yeah, it was. I was happy to hear him say that. But, you know, there is evidence that vaccines cause autism.
Yes.
I don't know why everybody keeps forgetting that. Our health commissioner in New York City went after Dr. Wakefield on Sunday, and she, the commissioner of health, said there's absolutely no evidence linking vaccines to autism, and the only evidence that I think she is referring to is Andy's paper from 1998. So, and he never even said that in that paper. It's really scary stuff, but there is proof. There's quite a bit of it.
Yeah, exactly, and that's an important distinction to make, a point to make about Andy's original paper in 98. It never claimed vaccines caused autism. They kind of overlooked that. They basically paint this broad brush to discredit Wakefield, even though the film Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe is not about Andy Wakefield. It's about the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, and what he reported to Brian Hooker, what he reported to him, and all of the things related to the safety issues and the link to autism.
Well, it was remarkable, the whole thing. I'm just shocked that what I've heard is that the CDC results actually confirmed what Andy had indicated needed to be further observed. And then when they discovered that they set out to disprove him and they actually proved it, they destroyed all the evidence. And that's terrible. That's awful. And there's more, too, because, you know, the whistleblower stuff is extraordinary, and something needs to happen. But Dr. Thompson has immunity, so we can't really sue him and get him there. But his evidence is helpful. But the real important piece of evidence that is just constantly overlooked is Hannah Poling's case.
The Hannah Poling case. Let's talk about that when we come back. And remind everybody, there indeed was a case in the government, rose to the level of the federal level, and I believe they found, indeed, that the vaccine had induced autism in a child. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Also, the challenge that Patty Finn gave to a City of New York official who said there is no link between vaccines and autism as he attacked Andy Wakefield. We'll get to that and more after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events. Where's the Robert Scott Bell Show going to go? Check it out. All listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, archives available through our syndicator, GCN. And, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcasts, as well as show SoundCloud as well, and Talk Network. So we got it going all over the world. UK Health Radio as well hears this. Vax, the movie, press release, Tribeca Film Festival. It's up at the in the show notes linked to Patty Finn's blog, pfinnblog.weebly.com. And you put out a big press release, and you challenged, in fact, the New York City Health Commissioner, Jane Zucker, you know, to say, show me, it's kind of like that show me the money moment. But it's like, show me the science. Is this something you actually sent to her office or just published it? How did it get out to her?
No, I've sent it out to all the media outlets in New York and you know, they rarely get the kind of press release that I do. And sometimes I get their attention. You know, CNN has had me on twice, and I did get to speak about Dr. Thompson. And I did send this to Dr. Zucker, and it was in response to, you know, her statements against Andy's movie. And in particular, you know, where she very forcefully said, you know, there is no evidence linking autism and vaccines. And that's, you know, completely not true. And this is the commissioner of health in the city of New York. So I asked her, you know, did she have any evidence other than, you know, to attack Andy Wakefield and critique his movie that she hadn't seen? And, you know, I haven't heard back, but I would like to talk to her. We have, you know, lawsuits going in New York State where we are demanding, you know, on a more serious note, proof, you know, of the public health necessity, because, you know, people talk a lot about police power and the government can force you to vaccinate, and, you know, that is very, very real, but there's a whole other side of that that's being overlooked. And when the court said, yeah, we can make you do it, the court also said that there has to be an emergency. And, you know, where is the emergency? You know?
Sure.
Where is it? You know, every couple of years it's something else. And, they, you know, it's Avian, it's Ebola, it's Zika. And when you're a young mother and you have a small baby and you're terrified, you're not even thinking clearly, really, and you believe everything they're telling you, and those kids are very, very vulnerable. So, you know, I was really disappointed with Dr. Zucker, but, you know, we're intending to get some discovery here, and I'll get answered either way.
Sure. Where is the proof? And where is, for instance, the acknowledgement that, you know, was it half the studies or more that claim autism is not caused by MMR or other vaccines was done by a fugitive? a fugitive. Interpol wants him. Our own government wants him for stealing money from the government, from CDC. And this is the guy they point to as, hey, yeah, this guy is the one that proved it. And if you can imagine if Andy Wakefield or anybody in our friendly neighborhood, if you will, on this side of the issue had done anything like that, it would be front page news, discredited because they're a fugitive. Here, no, it's a definitive paper by a fugitive.
I know. And it was used as evidence in the autism hearings. You know, I wrote about that. There, you know, yesterday on the news, another doctor was on here in New York, and he said, oh, there's been numerous studies done, and they have all discredited the link between vaccines and autism. I'm like, oh, what is this guy talking about? First of all, there hasn't been numerous studies. There's only been about 10. Only one of them apparently legitimately found a link between vaccines and ticks, which, you know, should shock anybody. I mean, if there's a tick, that means something broke the, you know, blood-brain barrier there, which doesn't sound too good. And then the other 40%, you have two of Dr. Thompson's studies and two of Dr. Thorson's. And those were the studies that were relied upon by the court, and they never saw Hannah Poling's evidence, and Dr. Wakefield's evidence was allegedly tampered with. So, you know, we need to take another peek under the hood there with that omnibus proceeding now that Dr. Thompson can't live with himself because of his shame.
Right, and Dr. Paul Thorson, America's top 10 most wanted fugitive, also in this regard. Now, you were going to reference something we've talked about before with you and others, the Hannah Poling case. I think that came through. I remember this press release, actually a press conference, if you will, the Poling family. And I think, wasn't the father a physician of some kind? I mean, this was a big deal in Atlanta when this happened.
He is a doctor, and Mrs. Poling is a lawyer and a nurse. And Hannah's case was one of the six test cases in the omnibus proceeding. And what that was, there were 5,000 parents all about the same time that the vaccine schedule went through the roof. You know, claims vaccines induced autism. And so the court selected six representative cases, and one of them was Hannah's. And in Hannah's case, the government's own witness, who appeared and testified on behalf of the government, also appeared and testified on behalf of Hannah Poling. And he concluded to a degree of medical certainty that Hannah's autism was caused by a metabolic overload, very specific metabolic overload, caused by, you know, the deluge of shots, and it led to brain injury, including autism. So for anybody in government to say that there's no proof, well, you know, here's the government's own witness. So now what happened with that evidence? Well, that case got settled, and that evidence never got in front of the court. What did happen, though, was my client, Baby Doe, which we're filing a new lawsuit now to take a look at this and what happened in that court. His case was substituted for Hannah's. Nobody ever got to see the expert report in Hannah's case. The court was given Dr. Thorson and Dr. Thompson studies, and all 5,000 petitions got dismissed. So we're now, you know, Merck was involved in all of it, and we're going after them for that.
Well, this is something we need a multi-pronged approach to tackle this, to push back. And some have called for the overturning of the 1986 vaccine injury compensation program altogether, because it gave this blanket release of liability for any of these manufacturers of vaccination if they were put on the schedule, the childhood recommended schedule, by, guess what, the CDC. The very same CDC that is now called into question by William Thompson, CDC whistleblower, as to manipulating data, omitting data, eliminating and trashing data that would indicate a link to autism from vaccines, specifically the MMR. And, of course, you referenced another study that they did acknowledge that is not in dispute about tics, neurological tics, which is indicating brain and neurological interface in a negative context. So there's a lot of work to be done here, especially, again, since these groups of companies that, if you can follow their lineage all the way back to Nazi Germany, you recognize these are not good companies trying to do good by the health of the people of the world. They're trying to profit off of disease. And in fact, vaccines are the gateway drug, if you will, to a lifelong dependency on these medicines approved by the Fear and Death Administration and mandated in a general monopoly to be utilized, and nothing else can compete. As we talk about dietary supplements here, you see the battles that Jonathan Ebord has waged against the FDA and even the FTC to acknowledge that there's something called the First Amendment in the United States still in effect. But apparently when it comes to health and healing, or when it comes to some discussions of vaccines and what they really do to the body of young innocent babies, that First Amendment is thrown out, perhaps a little too callously, as it always is.
Yeah, the First Amendment continues to be a challenge, particularly when it comes to religious exemptions. I'm working on an appeal right now, another appeal in the Second Circuit on that particular subject. And, you know, I feel confident. I think we have a good argument, and I think that the court will be open to hearing it. I mean, particularly they read the paper too. You know, they see what's going on. And there's no doubt these companies are liars. I mean, they're like politicians. They just lie right to the camera, and then they've got these health officials backing them, and it's with these reckless statements. It's really, really scary. But I am really comforted that, you know, people are out there saying, you know, now wait a minute, let's take a look at this. You know, I would tell you something about the Vaccine Act. You know, I do have trouble with the no-fault liability stuff, you know, that pharma can get away with it. That's very, very troubling. You know, but I think if the court had really had the opportunity to see Hannah Poling's evidence, and Dr. Thompson and Dr. Thorson's studies were, you know, not in the mix there, I think you would have seen a completely different outcome, and that those kids would have got compensated. So what we're doing now is, under the Vaccine Act, there is a section, Section 23, I think it's called trial, and my client, who was the test case, can bring a claim under the Act for fraud. Nobody's ever done that, not that I'm aware of. There haven't been any cases done like that. I mean, it took us quite a while to even figure it out. It was, you know, there's not a lot of case law to guide you, but it does seem that at least these test cases have standing to bring a fraud claim against Merck. And, you know, again, you know, everybody says, oh, there's no liability, but there is for the fraud. And we're going to tie Merck to Thompson, and that's how we're going to get to subpoena Dr. Thompson. But I think Thompson's already laid his cards out. Everybody knows what he did. The real piece of evidence that I think we need to look at is what Hannah Poling's doctor said.
Absolutely. Patty Finn, we appreciate you so much here. I'm glad you joined us this afternoon evening, and I look forward to hearing more, especially with that strategy of under Section 23 in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court bringing up fraud charges. That is a unique, well, I haven't heard it done before you brought it up, so we want to follow along with that and help throw our support to you as well, Patty, so thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh boy, you hear that music, you know we're going to Roswell, New Mexico for the next story, where Paul Offit, I believe, or maybe his offspring, were caught stealing a flying saucer from a local Roswell museum. Well, I had to find a way to bridge from the topic of vaccines to this wild story of teenagers stealing a UFO.
Okay. Well,
Roswell.
I guess that works.
I got to find some way.
Why would Paul Offit want a flying saucer?
Well, probably to escape planet Earth when all the truth about vaccines comes out and they show what kind of a lying liar he is.
He probably made a bet with somebody. He said, you know what, if that Vax documentary plays on the Tribeca Film Festival, I'm going to Mars.
Right. Maybe it's one of those. It's like, no, that Canada won't have you, Paul, so go to Mars, see if they'll let you vaccinate the little Martian babies, because the human babies do not want any part of you anymore. Roswell, this is a serious story. Police in New Mexico able to track down one of the suspects involved in the theft of a model flying saucer. And it's not like a little model. I mean, it's like two people have to carry this thing. It's big. Yeah, 17-year-old.
I love the headline, though. That's what got my attention. Because,
what is the headline?
Well, the way that the headline reads is, teen arrested for stealing Roswell flying saucer. And I'm thinking, holy cow. he found it.
Right. Yeah, it's the pastime. Cow tipping, it's over. It's now time to steal flying
saucers from Roswell. But apparently this was just a giant model of a flying saucer.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a real one, right? We're waiting for those. Hillary Clinton says she's going to release the information should she become president. She's trying to reach out to the overnight talk radio crowd to support her. I don't believe it for a second. Some people have said, oh, no, she's serious about it. Well, fine. Send her off on one, too.
You know she's scared about losing to Trump when she's got to go and try and get the overnight conspiracy vote, right?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Listen, if we're alone in the universe, I'd be surprised. But at the same time, you're going to have to develop flying saucers that can cross time and space. And it will basically break through the space-time continuum, because we don't have any shielding. Maybe aliens do, for cosmic radiation. You just don't have the ability to survive out there. You'll have cancer before you reach another planet. But that's a story that NASA doesn't like to actually relate when they talk about all their fantasies of leaving Earth's atmosphere and moving to another planet. That's not happening. So try to take care of the one you're on. And at the very least, take care of the one you're in, and that is your own body. And this is a show about bringing that power to heal back to you and your body that you inhabit while you are here. We got a bunch of upcoming events. You know, I usually go out and help to strengthen that reality of strengthening your own health. And, you know, it's not official yet, but I'm looking forward. Speaking of overnight shows, there's an association of near-death experience folks. They're going to have an event in the summer in Orlando. And I may be invited to speak there because I have had a near-death experience, and I don't know if I've ever shared it on the air. We'll have to put that in for another show. But Super Don,
That would be a new one for me. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But, you know, we don't do the overnight shows. So I don't always talk about those things. But, you know, listen, I'm a man of many interests, and I like talking about stuff like that too. So maybe there will be some interest there. We can interview some cool folks with some cool stories about life beyond this life, too, just to satisfy our UFO friends. We'll go there.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I got to take a deep breath because it's been intense since last week. This whole...
It's been a roller coaster, hasn't it?
Really an intense roller coaster, and it's still going on. I mean, Patty is dealing with some serious issues. I like her strategy about going into the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court with the charge of fraud. Going against Merck, bringing up the things that the whistleblower, you could subpoena that in to the record. And, of course, a lot of the reasons why they don't pay off on autism claims is because, as she said, they basically discredited all of the claims and the polling case got kind of quieted away, so they can't refer to it. So in this case, if you want to get compensated from that National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, you better not claim your kid has autism. Just claim that he had some form of encephalopathy and some other neurological deficit that ensued. And then you could get compensated. But as long as you mention the word autism, suddenly all bets are off, just like Andy Wakefield and Brian Hooker found out about the movie Vax, because it links vaccines to autism, and that's a big no-no in the mainstream media, and anytime there's pharmaceutical money involved. All right, when we come back, can you trust your doctor? Also, I got a question of the day, and how are you going to pay for those prescription drugs? Then Celia Farber from the Truth Barrier joining us, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.